of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, I think. Is that just me, or am I hearing weird things?
Wow. Ooh. Oh, good morning, everybody.
Am I here okay? We're here.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
Martin Luther King Day today. Let's just keep talking while we get it all adjusted.
We got it. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, the 18th of January, 2021, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ashley there at the helm, quickly moving buttons back and forth.
Knobs and things. Someone messed with a bunch of my stuff, so I don't like it. I want my resonance back.
I don't like it when people mess with my knobs. Yeah.
Unless they get my permission.
Well, there'll be knob. There'll be no knob.
There'll be no knob messing around until you get my permission.
They get my permission.
Okay. I don't like that.
Anyway.
All right. Sending
a
breezy.
Wait. What day is today?
We are looking at National Thesaurus Day.
Oh.
National Winnie the Pooh Day.
Oh.
And, of course, National Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Absolutely. And we're going to do a little bit of...
We'll talk a little bit about that.
That was a time. I'm going to give you the weather, but let me just... Before I give you the weather, was there a time when all nationalities, all races, all whatever you were, marched together? I mean... During a time when you could sit down and listen to the other guy's feelings, there was a movement. And so what do we have to do as a people to be able to come together and listen to what the other guy says, agree to disagree or be civil? I don't know what we have to do. If you take a... I think that a lot of people are feeling alienated, just us moving through and talking to family in other parts of the country and moving through people that we know that are of all persuasions. And it is just a time right now of such a, like what we have known or what we feel has been, like, it's like the earth isn't steady under our feet. So what do we do as a people in order to help our fellow man be more, graceful? That's where I'm starting with today. And then I'm giving you the weather update. Sunny and breezy with a high near 69 and overnight lows of 45. Tuesday, sunny and breezy with a high of 63. I know it's breezy out right now. My eyes are watering. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Overnight lows of 38. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 65. Could you believe that 75-day weather yesterday? I was in shorts.
It was 79 in certain places.
Shorts and a t-shirt yesterday working around the house. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 37. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. So we're not having that high temperature again. We go back Friday, a high will be 54. 20 degrees in a week. I know some people have experienced way bigger in our country, have experienced big temperature rises and drops. But anyway, that's what that looks like. And then, so we don't have any rain in the forecast, but we do have breezy days. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
836 people got vaccinated yesterday at Benton Air Park, and as Sue...
Saturday.
And
did they have one on Sunday, too?
I don't know. I just got it mixed up.
Okay.
I lost Sunday someplace. Anyway, as Sue rightfully pointed out, that everybody there that got vaccinated had to show their ID. They had to show some form of ID, and guess what? Everybody had one.
Yep.
Don't have to do that when you vote. Which I thought was quite, I know it was just a little aside that Sue threw in, but I loved it. 836 people. These are healthcare workers and the elderly. Now, Was this, maybe it was advertised and I didn't see it.
I don't know, but I felt really weird about it because here we are talking about what's going on in town.
They may have put it out on Facebook or
somehow,
I'm not looking at Facebook.
Well, so I drove up to take Snooki to the doggy park, and all of a sudden I see these women on the corners with their orange vests and cars lined up, and I'm thinking, is Benton Airfield doing a, because I saw, you know, tents and stuff, Benton Airfield doing some kind of show today? I've never, so I roll the window down and I say to the gal, I'm going to take my dog to the doggy park, but what's going on here? She said, they're giving vaccinations today. Get in line. I thought, I just ended up going to the
get in line. Get in line for your vaccination. Just get in the line for your vaccination.
So anyway, I went up to.
What's the problem with that? Is it for just everybody?
I don't know, but that's what she said. I said, I'm going to the doggy park.
Producers.
She said, oh, you could park up there.
See if you can find any notification last week that there was going to be a mass vaccination event. I'm sure it was probably put in the paper or someplace, but I don't read the paper.
Well, what happened is I went up to the doggy park and I'm talking to the circle and I go, hey, did anybody know, you know, and two people up there, because she had on her an app on her phone of dealing with, I don't know, some sunshine kids, something, whatever, she was able to get vaccinated, and her husband. So there was a good thing that came from that as far as, you know, spreading. Usually the doggy park is a great source of information, believe it or not. Again, a cross section of people.
Square barbershop, yes. All types of stuff going on in there. So now, a lot of things happening. Well, yes, okay. I'm sure it must have been.
It was announced on Thursday by Shasta County Health and Human Services that they will meet the state's new goal of opening up the vaccine for everyone 65 and older. Thursday they announced that they're going to do it in two phases.
Start all over again there. It was announced Thursday by the
and Human Services that they are going to obey Newsom's announcement vaccinate everyone 65 and older.
Okay.
So Health and Human Services said on Thursday two phases. First phase would be last Saturday, the 19th,
okay,
for healthcare workers.
Today's the 18th, you mean?
Okay.
So it was a week ago Saturday. Or just this past Saturday.
What I have here says starting January 19th, they're going to do healthcare workers and 75 and older. You're right.
Okay.
I'm looking at this article from last Thursday on KRCR.
Okay. So it looks like those, they started it on Saturday, and then they're going to be continuing it.
Mm-hmm. And starting February, the number will drop from 75 and older in healthcare workers to 65 and older. Any Shasta County resident 65 and older.
And where are they going to do this?
I will keep looking.
Yeah, check with, to see if we can get Health and Human Services to say where they're going to do this at so people can line up.
Right, and they can, like I said,
about it is once they open up once they defrost the vaccine, they've got just a certain amount of time to use it. And if there's nobody there, you've just wasted that vaccine.
Right. So we were told it was like 6 hours. Once they open up whatever that bottle or bottles, or take out how many, because it's just a very small amount. You know, it's not like when you think about when you look at a vial, it's a very small amount. So anyway, okay, so let's talk about the weekend. We got to take a break here in a minute, but what a productive weekend. I don't know how other people felt. You know, of course, there was a lot of football and playoffs going on. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, you know, Green Bay. I mean, you had a football fantastic weekend.
Well, the best thing about it is because we were working all weekend downsizing, is that if you DVR all of it, record all of it, you can watch a three-hour game in about maybe 30 minutes, and that way you skip over the commercials and some of the things that, you just skip over things, but you still have a feel for the game. You know, frankly, I think you can kind of put the myth of Tom Brady, you know, the fact that he was, only reason he was good is because he was surrounded by Belichick and Belichick's coaching, you know, and all of this. because Tom Brady left the Patriots, who immediately had a losing season, and went to Tampa Bay, who has not been in the playoffs since 2002, 18 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and brings them into the finals of the to play for the Super Bowl. And yesterday they just took it to Drew Brees, and the Saints have beaten them twice this year. Well, nobody's beaten Tom terrific twice. Well, they did. Well, obviously nobody's going to beat him three times because they came back and they beat the Saints, and maybe Drew Brees' last, who's a gentleman and a conservative, by the way, and a Christian, and this may be his last game. It may have been his last game. We'll find out. But he's like 40. Anyway, so today.
All right, so we just want to remind you, too, the information just coming in is it's Martin Luther King Day here. It will be slightly different this year. There will be a program honoring Dr. King and delivering his message beginning 11 a.m. on the websites of the City of Reading and the Reading MLK Center. There will also be footage from last year's bell ringing ceremony at Old City Hall and the march to the courthouse in the MLK Center. And will be replaced this year with a carpool parade starting at 10:30 on the lower Diesel Horse Bridge parking lot off of Court Street. More to come with closures on MLK Day today when we get back about what businesses will be open and closed. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and we'll be right back with these messages.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Oh,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, Martin Luther King Day, birthday. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It is a great barbershop. It is a veteran-owned barbershop that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only. You can give them a call at 244-9478. It works very well that way. Everybody has, when you get there, you have disposable drapes over you. Everybody's masked. You don't have to worry about catching anything strange in there, except maybe now and then an occasional opinion comes floating across that you'll listen to. You'll go, oh, wow. I missed the days when we could go in there and sit there and read the magazines and discuss everything.
Gather.
But, this year, I'm sure.
Soon. Okay,
anyway,
U.S.
Cypress
stock market.
Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
All right, sorry, I didn't see you take a breath there. U.S. stock markets and most banks will be closed today in observance of Martin Luther King Day. Unlike some other federal holidays, national retailers and restaurant chains will be open. However, amid the coronavirus pandemic, some businesses continue to operate with reduced hours. It was on this day that our Republican President Ronald Reagan signed a bill marking the third Monday of January as Martin Luther King Day. 1983 is the first holiday that was observed in 86. It's not observed in all states until now, 2000. King's birthday was January 15th. He would have been 92 years old. So they'll be, I don't think the mail is open today. I don't know. We put our garbage out, our garbage bins out. I'm wondering if that's going to be, usually they on days of like this, they don't pick them up.
You know, I don't even notice. I didn't even notice last night if anybody else had theirs out.
It was after dark when you went out.
If I look around and if they're out there, come to think of it, I don't know if I saw them. But I was in a state of deep pre-sleep, I think.
Can we just do a shout out to our veterinarian, Dr. Bond, and his staff?
We can do that anytime we want.
We have, Snooki's 12. We're going through what it is to deal and love on and go through the elderly stage of our beloved pet. And so we're watching her like a hawk. Anytime she's acting funny or looking funny, we give a call. And this is one more reason, just yet another reason we love living in Reading. Where else can you be that you give a call to the vet and you can come in that day? Where else can you go get where you call and you get a plumber that day? You get people to work on Alliance Heating and Air. I mean, my heart is full of gratitude right now for the fact that we live in a place where we can get people to come and help us in our time of need.
Dr. Bond, though, is just a outstanding veterinarian. His staff is great. And he, you know, he lets you know what's going on with your animal. It's not like, oh, yeah, there'll be everything's fine. No, he'll let you know. But
I like a straight shooter.
Yeah. So, but Dr. Bond has taken care of Elk Killer now since she was a puppy. Mm-hmm. I mean, since the first time. And they just did a great job. So, they're doing a great job. So, yes, that's why we wanted to share that. You know, yesterday I did forget to mention that when Tom Brady, he did a quarterback sneak and scored a touchdown. When he got up, he was all pumped up, as you can imagine. He tried to high-five the referee. And you know the referee just looked at him. And it, you know, and
I can't touch you.
His hand,
I want to.
His hand started to come up, and he just held it down. And Tom goes, oh, okay, I got it. I mean, who wouldn't want to high-five Tom Brady on this? So
he's like, oh, my God.
It was funny. But there was a lot of comments in the social media after it going, oh, Tom.
I know, but exactly.
I would do it. I would do it.
It's great. That is great table conversation, card conversation, dinner conversation about, you know, what you have to do in order to follow protocol with work. And in someone's joyous nature, it would be like somebody grabbed you and hugged you. You know, you can't hug back. You can't high five back. And, but that guy can always talk about it the rest of his life. And on this day, do you remember that? Tom Brady came to high five me and I couldn't do it. You know, it'll go down for generations in the family.
It's one of the comments was, when the refs realize they have to decide between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers next week. And the guy's face was, you know, luckily he had a mask on, so who knows. Hey, other things that are going on. We've talked about the Martin Luther King Day, things opening. The Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect will be joining us today.
Ooh.
And we'll be talking about Martin Luther King Day, plus a number of other things. But you have some.
Well, after spending 5 years attempting to claim President Trump stole the 2020 election, after 5 years of pushing the Russia collusion hoax, and after 5 years of promoting and encouraging violence against Trump and his supporters, the far-left CNN is now demanding that his competition at OAN and Newsmax TV be blacklisted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, it's okay to riot in the name of racial justice. It's okay. And even though the vast majority of the protesters, as at what happened with in D.C., the vast amount of protesters did not riot. But, see, that was, you know, you got all the reports. There's a building burning behind me. So it's been mostly peaceful, well, except for this fire here. I mean, the regular networks completely lost all, you know, people lost respect for all the networks that just kept pushing their same thing over and over again. Even if it was true, it got to the point that if they said something, you would just automatically, it would just kind of like bounce off, you know, that, okay, really? No, this is probably just another weird story they're coming up with one unnamed source. I mean, they did this so many times and then had to go back. And did they apologize sometimes? Sometimes they just deleted the story without saying anything, you know. So, no, this doesn't surprise me that they want to get rid of the other channels that are on cable and satellite that are just kicking their butts right now out there.
Yep.
When it comes to viewers.
Well, they're getting tired of the what do you want to call it? Is it propaganda? I don't know. That's how I started the show today, you know, with you, Carl, is you know, talking with people over the weekend and just hearing their plight. And all I could say, and that's what we're doing, is we're just going to take a pause for a minute. We are going to, you know, besides coming on the show in the morning and obviously, you know, highlighting again some of our guests this morning and their voices, but we're kind of cleaning up the inside of our home and our house, meaning there, that's on so many levels.
I'm still off Facebook, by the way. So don't be upset if I don't answer your messages or if I don't say happy birthday to you.
Taking a break.
Which is what it should be, something social to say happy birthday. Hey, wow, great picture. Glad you're doing well. Or I empathize with you during your time of loss or something like this. You know, but I'm just kind of like, no, Nope. Facebook is it gets it has way too much impact on too many people's lives. And guess what? You can be without Facebook, and your life goes on. Yes, it does. And we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. I want to talk about the editorial that was in the Record Searchlight. And the amazing conclusion they came up with this, the nameless, faceless people who wrote it. Because, yes, they wouldn't put their name to it. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has built a custom shop to put the best materials of marble, granite, slate into your home, and does it with the eye of an artist to ensure that whatever portion of your home he works on, when he's finished, you're going to be in awe. Is that about right, Linda? In
yep.
awe.
Yes.
And he works by appointment only. It's a better-known business, and you can give him a call at 241-STONE or go to estategranite.com. That's Estate Granite, Mike Huber, better-known business, and he is one of the good guys. We'll be right back. 7:30 here at the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless heads.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:35 in the morning here, and it's about, gosh, what is it, 60 degrees out there? Probably not. It's probably, 45, 50, whatever.
I have 61 at the airport.
61 at the airport. It is 60 degrees out there. I thought
well,
it was.
Well, according to the National Weather Service, it's 59. So, you know, we have these pockets.
Yeah, we do.
Anywhere in there, ish.
Okay. Hey, phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, the PPP is out there. You have to get all your all the paperwork in for those of you who are eligible for it. The rest of us who just didn't lose 25% of everything, we, you know, we did not become eligible for that. So we're just going to keep going. When I asked Congressman LaMalfa about that, he says we're going to be addressing that later. Okay, we'll see. But what I was getting at, though, the PPP is that Cornerstone Community Bank was the leader in this last time, making sure that businesses got the money, got the paperwork in on time, did everything correctly, and then followed up with people, not just their customers, but other people that other banks sent to them because they couldn't help them. So Cornerstone Community Bank did just a great job. Just because, you know what? You can't say enough about Cornerstone Community Bank and how they feel about this community. They're community-owned, community-run, local board of directors, Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay. There's an editorial in the Record Searchlight calling for the removal of Congressman Douglas LaMalfa. The editorial was written, it said, by their editorial staff and didn't necessarily reflect the paper, but it didn't. And it said, nor was it done by our reporters. Well, that only leaves, like, what, three people? One of Silas Lyons and then the publisher. But why wouldn't you sign your name to an editorial? I wonder about that. Because what they're doing is they're calling Congressman Doug LaMalfa cowardly. And no longer fit to serve.
Sorry, I'm just making sure I get this straight. The people who aren't brave enough to put their own name on something are calling someone else cowardly.
Yeah, I was getting to that point.
Exactly.
They called LaMalfa cowardly for not voting for impeachment. And yet these are the people that won't put their names on the editorial. I find that interesting. Okay, they said he wanted to ensure all votes were correctly counted. He asked for a 10-day, as did many others, 10 days to at least recount them. This course did not go. And then he voted against impeachment. Impeachment part due based on the Capitol invasion, deaths, and damage, which was horrible. And they are hunting those people down one by one and arresting them, as they should. There is no place for that. There is no place for people coming in there. I said, well, what were some of the things that were happening? And finally started seeing them on the videos where people were bashing the door with chairs, trying to get in, beating on the doors. And you know what? When you go in there, And you cause damage, and it appears violent, and you're acting violent, and then things happen where policemen, two policemen are dead. We're still not sure what somebody said. One was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher, but they didn't come out and say that. So I'm waiting to see if that truly was the cause of his death. But he was still under attack, so there's no reason for that to have happened. But the question is, did Trump incite the mob, quote, the mob, to go down there and do this? And according to everything in the speech, and people have looked at the speech, he didn't say that. He said, go down to the Capitol and let them know how you feel, keep it peaceful, blah, 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 like that. Did Trump use the best choice of words? Probably not. But did he incite? Was this high crimes and misdemeanors? Well, obviously, a lot of people didn't believe that, so including Mr. LaMalfa. He didn't think he broke the law there, so he should not have been impeached. You have to remember what they impeached him about last time for talking to another foreign country. This was, this was the Democrats' continued attack against President Trump for 4 years.
Let me give an analogy. It would be like a coach. It's just, this is a weird analogy that came to my mind. You might play with me for a minute. A coach tells his team, go give them hell. The team goes out and somebody on the other team gets hurt and actually dies from the injury. Does that coach then, because you said give them hell, is that coach now inciting death?
Well,
and did he incite a crime by saying, go give him hell?
If he had said, go out there and hurt somebody, yeah, then you could say,
yes.
Then you could say, well, you go out and you play hard. Like, did the coach of the Cleveland Browns tell his linebacker, go out and twist Patrick Mahomes' head around and beat it on the ground until he gets a concussion? No, he didn't say that. But there's a big difference between being playing hard, let your voice be heard, and break the law, invade the Congress. And not only that, voting for this is, you have to be president, you have to be in office to be impeached, and they can impeach state court judges, all these people. You have to be in office. He's not going to be in office after Wednesday. After Wednesday. But let me go on back. I want to finish this, and then I'll open it up. The Record Searchlight, put this in there. And Record Searchlight is a paper in trouble. They sold their offices, their print buildings. They've cut their staff. They've consolidated jobs. And weekly tell people why it's a great idea to subscribe to the Record Searchlight. I subscribe to the Record Searchlight. They have a lot of great local things that are happening. Dave Benda is just an outstanding reporter. But now to say that LaMalfa does not represent the people in the North State. They said, well, the North State's conservative and LaMalfa will have conservatives, but not LaMalfa. They said, well, but of course that's tightening up now in their wishes probably. The fact is that to say these things about the congressman who represents our district, and they did use the word cowardly, and they did say that he needs to be replaced, and didn't sign their names to it, I have a real problem with that. If you feel that way, Record Searchlight, then just put your names there. But again, it's a commenting, like, you might just hear it come straight down from the ones who own them, USA Today, who has been an opponent and a foe of Trump since the very beginning, and who now own our newspaper. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We've got some more stuff, and at 8 o'clock, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect will join us. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been doing this for decades, and he is truly from the old school. Every repair is a sign of his quality workmanship. He can fix a small chip so that you'll never see it to a crack over 2.5 feet in length, which you won't see it again either. That's how good he is. Don't fool around with your family safety at the first chip on your windshield. Head on down. Let Jeff take a look at it. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Woo!
And I think you're gonna finally understand.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:48 in the morning and 60 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And Linda and I are here today. There was one other part about Alan Dershowitz talked about. If you impeach a president who is not sitting, what this means. That means he's no longer in office. Then that also means if you can impeach people that are not in office, you can impeach people before they get in office. So think about that. Somebody's been elected president. Well, let's just impeach him because we think he's done high crimes and misdemeanors. So they can impeach him even before he gets into the office. So that's why in the Constitution it's a seated president or a Supreme Court justice or a state court justice that are in there for life, you know. And so this is why the impeachment is for. Congressman LaMalfa voted against it. It's not in the Constitution. Somehow this skipped the record searchlights memory pods right then. Okay, moving on.
All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They are obviously locally owned, good people that if you're looking to sell a piece of jewelry or you're looking to have an estate piece, you know, where you get an insurance rider on something that's of value, they can do that for you. Fix loose stones or prongs, buy loose stones, create something that's everything you could possibly need. Four Winds Jewelry. Appreciate them being a sponsor of ours since the day we started. All right, Carl, I wanted to go to World Headlines because I go to different headlines. World Headlines, this is the BBC News. It says breaking. And I'm going to have Ashley, while I'm doing this, perhaps look as well. It said the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. is on lockdown owing to a security threat 2 days before Joe Biden is inaugurated as U.S. president. It said security is tight with thousands of National Guard members deployed. Eyewitness reports smoke near the Capitol. The Washington, D.C. Fire Service said it had responded with a fire nearby, which is now extinguished. An alert circulated to Capitol staff said the complex was on lockdown with no one being allowed in or out. All 50 states and the District of Columbia are on alert for possible violent protests ahead of Mr. Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. The FBI has warned of possible armed marches by pro-Trump supporters across state capitals.
Well, you know what?
This is the BBC.
I understand, but they said they had a couple of protests already. One consisted of two people. One that was supporting Trump, one that was saying impeach Trump. Two people. They were outnumbered by the journalists that were covering the protest. And there's others like this. Do I think, okay. First of all, my definitions are different, and I understand that. My idea of what an insurrection is, my idea of a takeover, my ideas of things like that, I realize are different than most people because of my background, having been in insurrections and civil wars and things like this. I mean, I've been in those, not on one side or the other, unfortunately getting shot at by both sides, as many times Marines do. But when I hear of these things, violence at the Capitols, thousands of people coming, I'm not sure that's going to happen. It may happen. But I think people, the sober 99% of the people that would go to a protest or a march like that for Trump, they're not going to be violent people. They're not violent people. That's one of the reasons the Capitol was so woefully unprepared to protect themselves as they should have been, is because they never had a problem at a Trump rally, not from Trump people. It was the fringe on the left that started things, or the fringe on the right, but the vast majority of them, there was no thousands of them taking to the streets or even hundreds taking them to the street. They never have. Trump people believe in law and order. I'm sorry, but you know, matter what, you know, whatever you're reading on TV and hearing on TV and reading in our own local newspaper, Trump people they're conservative, they're hardworking, they're not racist, they're not misogynist. They want to have the government off their backs. They're tired of being told everything they've done is wrong. They're tired of being called deplorables. They're tired of this. They want the government off their back. They are the ones, the 74 million people are the ones paying They've got the jobs, the businesses, all of this. Now, am I saying all the ones that voted for Biden don't? No. They also have jobs and businesses. But if you got to them, too, the vast majority of them do not want riots. They are not supporting the Portland anarchists. They're not doing that. They want a government that stays off their back and gets something done. And that's the bottom line. We're at a point here that somebody could come up with the perfect bipartisan infrastructure bill where every dollar would go to fixing the infrastructure of this country. It could be written by Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. It could be perfect. And they couldn't get together on it. That's where we are. The vast majority of us on both sides want this country to move ahead, want it to, you know, want us to continue to be a strong country and to stop tearing ourselves apart. Now, it's up to the people. It's up to us, the people, to make sure that happens. And if our leadership cannot do that, then we need to replace that leadership. Not by riots, not by force, but at the ballots. At the ballot, every 2 years, every 4 years, if they are supporting us, our representatives and senators are supporting us in what we believe, then we vote for them. If they don't, we vote against them. Unfortunately, here in California, no matter if every one of us voted the same way, every one of us on the Senate, we'd have little impact on the state as of right now. But we still have an impact on what's happening in our city and our county. This is where we need to get out to vote. This is where we need our best and brightest running for office. We can't still just have the same people there if they're not contributing something or moving our city and county forward. And that's where we change it. We don't change it by invading the chambers and screaming and yelling, threatening, all this stuff. That's ridiculous. You don't need to do that. The Board of Supervisors, listen, have opened up the chambers. You don't need the screaming and yelling. The vaccinations are here, whether you take them or not. That's totally up to you. I don't care. I don't care if you take a vaccination, but the vaccinations are here. Opening up our businesses is what we want. That's what counts. And haranguing our Board of Supervisors and coming out there and yelling or even at the city council, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. If I was on the Board of Supervisors in your 3 minutes and you're sitting there yelling and threatening to hang people and all this, I would just kind of like, you know what? You're not coming back in here again. And I don't care if you like it, but I will not be threatened by you. So you're out of here. But then again, that's why I'm not on the Board of Supervisors. Anyway.
Even though you were out.
No, it's just that wasn't even where I was going when I first started this. But we need to dampen it down, people. We need to take some deep breaths and back off. And that's the left side, too. You know, talking about how screwed up everybody in Shasta County is. We're not. We're one of the top places to do businesses in 2020. We've got a great climate. We have great schools. We have great medical up here. You know, to hear people continuously, you know, mock and say, oh, but, you know, all this right-wing stuff, you know, basing it on a small percentage of the people is just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Now, all of this that I've just said is Karl Bott's opinion.
Yes, it is.
It is all Karl Bott's opinion and does not reflect everything that happens in our station, but reflects me, and you know who I am. And I'm not afraid for telling people how I feel, why I feel it. And if you don't like it, what you do is you call me at 605-4567. Set up a time, and we'll debate it right here in the studios. I have no problem at all. And if you show me I'm wrong, guess what? You know what? You're right. I was wrong. I've done that so many times in my life. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to have Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Wow.
Talking about
a perfect time.
Yeah, because we're going to be talking about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
and his the things going on today with that. But I also want to talk to her about several other, national and local things that she sees. She looks at it from a different point
of view. Right. She's a lot of fun to have on the show. Hey, when we get back, we're going to get an update on the weather and more wonderful things here on KCNR with Carla Linda Bott. This is your talk radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Some tense moments at the U.S. Capitol a short time ago. Participants in a rehearsal for President-elect Biden's inauguration were evacuated from the west front of the Capitol on orders of security officials. Those orders came after a fire broke out in a homeless encampment several blocks away. The order said to have come out of an abundance of caution. There are fears of unrest ahead of this week's inauguration, and now the FBI is vetting the thousands of National Guard troops summoned to secure the nation's capital.
Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press officials are conscious of the potential threat and warn commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks. About 25,000 members of the National Guard are streaming into Washington from across the country, at least 2.5 times the number for previous inaugurations. And while the military routinely reviews service members for extremist connections, the FBI screening is in addition to any previous monitoring. I'm Julie Walker.
And there are fears of unrest in state capitals as well. In Virginia, for example, people who plan to protest at the state house being told that they had better leave their guns at home.
Richmond police say signs are going up in advance of events surrounding Lobby Day 2021. Those signs remind people that firearms are forbidden at permitted events and at events that would otherwise require a permit. Lobby Day falls on Monday this year. The term refers to the time when public interest groups gather at the State House to express their views on public policy issues.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Thousands of Central Americans have started marching north, intent on reaching the U.S. A couple thousand people from Honduras battled with riot police after crossing illegally into Guatemala on their northward trek. Wall Street closed today in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The wealthy heir of the Samsung electronics empire sent back to prison in South Korea for his role in a corruption scandal that spurred massive protest and ousted South Korea's then president.
Lee Jae-yong was charged in 2017 for bribing the former president, Park Geun-hye. He paid her and her aide over $27 million to allow the smooth transfer of the Samsung empire from father to son. The bribes even included horse riding lessons for the president's aide's daughter. Mr. Lee was originally sentenced to 5 years in prison, but he was freed after a year following an appeal. However, South Korea's top court decided the case should be retried. And today, Mr. Lee has been sentenced once more and taken straight to jail for 2.5 years.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. North Korea's parliament endorsing leader Kim Jong-un's vow to strengthen his country's nuclear capabilities. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Russian authorities make good on their threat to arrest opposition leader Alexei Navalny as he returned to his homeland from Germany.
Navalny's return comes after spending 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. According to Russia's prison service, Putin's foe was detained for violating parole terms from a suspended sentence on a 2014 embezzlement conviction. The prison service said he would be held in custody until a court rules on his case. The service earlier said that it would seek to have Navalny serve his 3.5-year sentence behind bars. Navalny brushed off concerns about the arrest as he boarded the plane in Berlin, saying he was an innocent man. I'm Karen Chemes.
Vice President Pence and his wife made their final official appearance together with a visit to Fort Drum, New York, the vice president thanking members of the 10th Mountain Division and their families for their service and sacrifice. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. January the 18th, 2021, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage out there. Good morning, and good morning to Linda.
And good morning, everybody.
And good morning to Ashley.
Let's go to Ashley because she's got the updates online of what's happening with winds, et cetera, with our update and weather.
We do have a wind advisory happening between now and 7 p.m. tomorrow. So there's a lot of wind out there. If you have a high-profile vehicle, you may consider taking a different one or just being extra careful on those roads today. We did have a small fire start up in Shingletown overnight. They were able to put it out fairly quickly with only half an acre burned, but they are warning everybody, stay extra cautious of fire dangers, especially in those outlying areas, because that's where a lot of these very deadly fires begin, and especially on days like today. I know there was a power outage out in Megalia, but we so far are looking good from what I can tell in the Shasta County area. But winds between 30 and 40 miles per hour fairly constantly now through tomorrow evening. So make sure you're staying extra safe in the, because we are in a ultra high fire danger at this time.
All right, and it's currently 60 degrees. Our highs today will be 69, overnight lows of 45. Again, as Ashley said, sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 63 and overnight lows. Tomorrow is going to get to about 38. Sunny and Wednesday with our 65 degrees, partly cloudy with overnight lows of 37. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 61 and overnight lows of 38. As we look to Friday, the forecast calls for sunny with a high of 54. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
Okay. And today we have Susan Wilson with us.
Good morning, Susan Wilson.
Good morning.
From the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, she brought us a book called Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents. And by Isabel Wilkerson, winner of the Pulitzer Prize, author of The Warmth of Other Suns. There is a, you know, right away I see to myself, okay, this looks like this could be good. I mean, it's going to be an Oprah's book club.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of questionable.
Well, she's got great taste in books.
She has good taste in books.
In books, okay. And the way it starts out is, this tells a story about a man that you'll see this photograph, and you'll see it in a lot of places. It was during Hitler's rise to complete power, and he was at a shipyard, and everybody there was doing the Nazi salute with their hands out straight, except one man. And they think his name was Lutzbeger or something like this, who did not salute. He knew something. There was something wrong. And they had not gone down the road to war yet. So that's the way the book starts off. So
I've read the book. It has hit the top of many lists, for readability, for quality, for whatever, Pulitzer Prize material as it is. And,
is it timely?
It is very timely.
And that's why you brought it in today.
And that's why I brought it in today, because I'm from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Yes.
And these things are always top on my schedule. But it's Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
You know, and Martin, this is a book about the, she hypothesizes that we have a caste system in the United States that is very strong, and that black people are on the bottom of the caste system. You know, so many of us are familiar with the caste system, for example, in India, where they have many levels of caste, you know, from the Brahmins at the top to, I'm not quite sure how to say what's at the...
Right.
Untouchables.
They
used to be called untouchables because they could never get out of those castes,
right,
that they were stuck there.
And she talks about the struggles in India, and then she talks about... Don't we have the same thing in the United States? And she uses some really interesting examples. One of them is Obama. So Obama's a black man who steps out of his caste,
mm-hmm,
and becomes the president of the United States. Was he the most effective president of the United States that we've ever had?
No.
Well, your head is, well, what you're doing is,
well,
like,
no,
come
but
see,
so that
come
depends
saw
on that.
Yeah, come see, come saw.
Come see, come saw.
There are some things, some things he did, some things, you know, he didn't. Okay, you're right. He was probably like many of most of the other presidents.
Presidents,
you
all
know,
of them.
Depending on, if you could ask him foreign policy, I would say absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
Domestic policy, yeah, he had some wins there.
Yeah.
But where I think that President Obama missed his chance was he gave a speech one time before.
He was good at speeches.
He gave a speech before he ran.
Great orator.
You know, mm-hmm, before he ran for president, gave the speech. And he talked about drawing our country together. And here I thought, now this is a man, if he believes in what he says, he could draw our country together. I thoroughly bought into what he was saying, mm-hmm, because he said it so well. And then he fumbled the chance. He didn't follow through with it, that some of the things he could have done.
And if you read Isabel Wilkerson, she will say he didn't have the support he needed to get there because of his position in the caste system.
Hmm.
He won the presidency twice. It seems there's a lot of...
Just saying, it's just a really interesting...
Which is support from his own people. You know, there's a story about, you know...
But that's an important part.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a caste system, people believe about... What she says in there is that people believe that they are part of that caste, and they take on that part of their caste. It's sort of like people who live in poverty, if you want to go there as well. You are used to who you are and the place you hold in the world. And it is hard to move from there, and it is hard to support someone who moves from there when you have not moved from there. I mean, there's a lot of reasoning that goes to it. So I'm ready for you to read that book.
I'll read that. But what you said is absolutely true, that he stepped away. Now,
mm-hmm,
and again, you don't. His mother was white. His father was African. I believe.
Right. Kenyan, I think.
Kenyan. So he's half white, half black.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to, but from what I understand, whether it's
and
5%.
This messes you up in the caste system.
Yeah.
If you're 5% white or 5% black, you're still black. You're considered, and some people have, you know, tried to get out of that. But, yeah, there is a caste system, and they don't want people to leave. It's almost like you can't succeed. And this is what happened. You know, Russell Wilson, who is a quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks,
uh-huh,
his parents are both college professors. The man's articulate. Was looked down at in his beginning of his career, that he wasn't black enough.
He wasn't black enough. Well, there's a movie out just quickly that reminds me of. It's called Hillbilly Elegy, and it was by Ron Howard, and it was about
one of my favorite books.
Okay, well, this, you know,
J.D. Vance wrote the book.
Okay, excellent. And of course, that coming from a life of what it was to live in the hollers,
mm-hmm,
and to not excel, only one to excel from his entire neighborhood, maybe,
mm-hmm,
going to college and into law school.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you?
Yeah.
Are aware of pretty much that.
Yeah. Yeah. And J.D. Vance is really, I mean, the book, that book is also a great read, because he takes the position of he would never have gotten where he was if he hadn't had these relationships with significant enough people to move him along. So he graduates barely from high school, goes into the military, no other choice, basically, goes into the military, becomes the driver for this colonel who sees a spark in this guy, this private who's driving him around, and says, okay, let's work on this, and gives him some options. Ultimately graduates from Yale Law School and some other things, but he tells stories about what happens to him along the way. And I haven't seen the movie, but I read the book. And
the book sounds better than the movie with you, because I missed a lot of those details in the movie.
Yeah, and I've heard that. So I'll bring you the book
okay.
next time.
Great.
So in the book, he talks about, and I teach a class on poverty, and I talk about this too. He talks about you learn what you need to learn to live the way you live, not much different than the caste system. Poverty is a caste also in our country. So he tells the story about meeting this woman and being invited to dinner at her house and looking down at all the knives and forks and not having a clue how to eat, not having a clue that someone's always going to reach over and serve him instead of him serving himself. Just how we all live in the little world that we do live in. Now, you've traveled a lot. You know, you've had quite a career. I've traveled a lot. We have a bigger world, you know.
We do have a bigger world.
And on that note,
we're going to take a
break. In order
to
make the world go around, we do have to advertise.
And why not advertise with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell
yes.
Insurance and Financial? They are some of my favorite people over there. Yeah, not just insurance, but also financial advice, all under one roof. Two different divisions there that Judy has built. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans throughout their lives with both health, home insurance, financial advice. She does it all there. She does a great job. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have insurance with Judy because we trust Judy. We'll be right back after these messages with Susan Wilson. Time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living, I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons.
Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Air Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:21 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Clear. It's going to be clear tomorrow and a high of 63 tomorrow, 64 on Wednesday, and 63 on Thursday with cloudiness and maybe a little rain coming in there. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction has a teaches in 46 different locations throughout the state. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Over 10,000, easily over 10,000 students in the last 11 years, 12 years. Whether it's concealed carry or advanced pistol or protection of your home or the use of a shotgun or a tactical rifle, all of these classes can be taught, or they can be found in Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to countyccw.com or usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Linda and I are here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We're talking about the she brought a book in called CAST, The Origins of Our Discontents. And what it says is the CAST, we have a CAST system here in the United States, and that people, once they're in that CAST, it's hard to step out of it. Somewhat like, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that this country, through the systems we have here, allows people to better themselves if they can just do it.
I agree. You know, when you think about the history of our country, and we were talking about it for a moment there, the people that came to this country were not wealthy people. They were, in fact, there's a book called White Trash, and it's about the people who immigrated to mm-hmm. the United States.
Yeah, they were chased out of their country.
Some of them were chased out of their country. Some came because they wanted to come. But they were people who couldn't make it somewhere else.
Right.
You know, so
some of them were convicts down in the Georgia penal colonies, which explains how they vote today.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going there.
What did I say? What? Prove me wrong. Change my mind.
All right, go ahead. Ooh, that was like a bam. All right.
Okay.
Batman.
Back to Who settled this country? So really, when you think about it, we were settled by, he does this on purpose because I'm here. I know he does it. Anyway, those people were really rugged individualists. Yeah. And when you look at our country, I have to say, I mean, this is an interesting book. I want you to read it. But there's a lot of other things to say about our country. And one is that we're made up of rugged individualists, you know,
right.
Who are strong in their thinking, who are not cows that follow the bell.
Right. They're not afraid to take chances. They're entrepreneurs.
You know,
yeah.
That's why we became a strong, wealthy country, you know, because we have people like that, people who think outside the box. So, I mean, caste system, I mean, interesting book, interesting hypothesis, good book, something that we should all absorb. However, we have to think about the rest of it as well, mm-hmm. you know. So I think that, I don't know. I find talking about our
I understand.
Our
I understand what you're saying is a lot of times if you're in a society, a level of society, one that you're comfortable with, mm-hmm. one that you've been raised in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about people who've been raised, you know, on welfare through mm-hmm. three or four generations.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they know.
Mm-hmm.
And they've learned how to play the system. And they're bright enough to go do other things, but they've chosen not to because this is easier. It is difficult to break from your level. I can understand. And I'm talking about, and please don't take this wrong, but
yeah.
I think the middle class gives you where it gives you a bigger opportunity to either go up or down
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your upper elites that really have no idea what's going on below them, except what they may read.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the lower, it's people in the low socioeconomic groups, people of color, that the opportunities are there, but there is a lot of things working against them. Why are you doing that? Why are you speaking that way? Why are you going to high school?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Right. This woman, her name is Ruby Payne, and you might look her up sometime. She wrote this book called Understanding the Framework of Poverty. And what she talks about is people who are in poverty, often there are two kinds of poverty, basically. I mean, there's generational poverty, and then there's, you know, poverty that happens because you're in graduate school and you have no money.
Right.
Poverty. And she focuses on mostly on generational poverty and talks about what do we need to teach kids in school. She's an educator.
Right, right.
What do we need to teach kids in school to give them this chance to move past poverty? And she talks about a couple things. The first thing she talks about, though, that she says is one of the most important things is relationships, relationships, relationships. Who are you around? Who do you have to model after? Who's providing you guidance? Who's opening a door? You know, and the second thing she talks about, of course, is education. Because, really, education gets you somewhere, you know. So it's, I mean, all these things sort of twist together, you know, in our conversation today, you know, who are we as a country? And I think the events on January 6th really made us look and say, who are we as a country? You know, we have a lot of different sorts of groups in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And always before we have managed to, for example, I mean, one example only is, you know, move from one president to the next president. Other countries have a lot more trouble than we do. And we've always made this flow. So this year we're having a little bit of trouble. Who are we as a country? You know, who are the disparate groups and how do we bring them together? And I think the way I sort of got started with Carl was my whole discussion on civil discourse. How are we going to learn to talk to each other so that we can do something together? We've got to quit fighting. We've got to do it together, you know.
And the thing about it is that somebody talked to me the other day who is involved in politics, and you know, and he was quite concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like he's not an elected official or anything, but he's involved with different types of things going on around California and Northern California. And, you know, my response was, well, let everything calm down for a month. Let's see what happens a month from Wednesday. You know, there are so many people, you know, Joe Biden is in more danger from his own party than I believe he is from the Republicans here. Once this thing settles down, the Republicans are licking their wounds, and now's a chance that the OAC wing and several others come charging in with a agenda that could be real damaging. But I think we just got to give everything like a month. And if President-elect Biden means what he says, there's a lot of things he can do to calm the waters. Going after people's guns isn't one way to do it. That is just going to keep things going. Going after people's, locking down this country. That could be a problem, too. However, he said it'll be, a hundred million
shots in 100 days.
In 100 days. Well, that could be possible.
Have you had your shot yet?
Well, I'm not old enough.
It's 8:30. We do have to take a break. We've got two callers when we come back. Laura and Richard, please hold on. We're going to take a break here, and we do have to give some love to our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by your hair person, Cypress Square Barbershop.
No, I've already done that.
You did
this
it.
This is done by this thinking about purchasing an electric car, renting an electric utility, has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station up to $20,000.
Wow.
Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You know?
Or look at your electric bill. Because they sent a whole page on that.
Yeah, when you
excellent.
Get that.
Okay, guys, hang on, and we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
To take a stand, remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
There's a call.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
To be free, remember who we are.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Carl and DeBod. It is 8:35 in the morning, 60 degrees out there, clear, beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system helps enable the surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high-definition view. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We're here with Susan Wilson of Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Carl, good morning. This is the best topic to cover today. Normally, myself and some others would be unifying at a prayer circle on Court Street for Martin Luther King Day holiday and observance. But no, apparently public health has kind of denied us or scared people so that we cannot be outside, outdoors, to conduct this memorial walk. So I just want to preface that because things are happening all the time locally, what we read in the headlines. So I'm so disturbed that these losses are being continually put upon us, that we're being chopped, take away, and then we're supposed to feel happy, glad that we had a Garden of Lights for 3 weeks outdoors.
Well, you know what? If you could have a Garden of Lights with that many people walking through, it seems like you could have a Martin Luther King celebration march. When people are separated, wearing masks and all this kind of stuff. I know a lot of people around here don't wear masks, but you're outside, to be able to remember this day or, you know, what are they going to do on the 4th of July? Same thing they did last year.
Thank you, Carl, because not everything can be done on Zoom, online, and virtual.
Oh, let me
I don't want to get used to that.
Let me tell you about Zoom, that people can break into your Zoom meetings and make them terrible. Make them terrible meetings. Happened to one of our classes the other day. And, you know, at some later point, probably tomorrow, I'll talk about it. But, no, you're right. It can't all be Zoom.
No. Okay, so here's two fast points because I want to hear the other callers, too. Is one main point is the presidents are usually selected. They're not elected. And if they are elected by fraud and Dominion and all these other scam things that have been happening, as we saw with the November election, you've got to admit most people are extremely suspect, weary, and just don't trust the system. So that's the first part of my next comment and final comment is, if we're looking at the caste system and the deception of, look what's happening to AOC. She is going to be in for a very rude awakening, according to the speaker yesterday that went to the Live Oak Free and the Brave conference. So J.C. Hall is the husband of Chris Ann Hall, and he was saying AOC is probably being, and I'm paraphrasing, used, and Joe Biden, president-elect as it seems, is selecting the elite cabal power structure for his cabinet. These are the globalist positions. He is not going to the bartenders, salon owners, and people who own a gym, and the people of minority status, or whatever you want to call it. He is not picking the deserving people. He is picking the old, what do you call it, holdovers.
The old guard.
The Obama administration.
Yeah.
So if she can wake up a little bit and realize she's being used, and if she was indeed a former actress who auditioned for this position way back when, then this would explain how Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, kind of is having a little hissy and a fit. That Leslie Stahl interviewed here a week and a half ago, apparently. So that's my closing
okay.
point.
Thank you. If
AOC can wake up and understand she is being used, and it's the same game as always, the puppets, the lapdogs, and all the rest is what we're going to be seeing. And she's going to be stunned, I would think.
Okay. All right,
so
Lori.
That's my point. Thank you, Carl, for taking my call.
You bet. Okay.
Right.
Richard, good morning. You're live on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. A caste system is based on inheritance. It's not based on social or economic class. In any case, capitalism dissolves, as it's doing now, the caste system in India. And Oprah, who used to be called when she was a little kid, Fat Girl, is an example of how capitalism is successful. The left is the one we can see that wants to put people into a caste system based on race or economic status or a political belief. They're the ones that want to put a caste system in place in this country, not conservatives.
I don't know.
Known people.
I don't know
go
if
ahead.
It was. Well, I'm just saying is I don't know if the book was written that saying it's one side or the other, or is
oh,
it? Or is it?
The new criticism since Trump is retreated, he's proved to be a no Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin. He's quitting peacefully. Now they're retrenching into back to criticizing the U.S. policy as much as they can without using obscenities, like so many of the rioters and, on the West Coast did this past summer.
Okay.
So it's a caste system.
Okay,
it's not
Richard.
A capitalist. Never was.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
And back to our guest, Shannon Phillips. Or, excuse me. We were going to be talking about. I'm sorry, wrong one. Susan, we are. I looked at some other topic that we were talking about earlier, but Susan's here to talk about MLK Day.
That's right. I just want us to honor Martin Luther King today. You know, he died when he was 39 years old, and in his 39 years.
He seems older.
Years,
he seemed older than that.
Yeah, he looked older than
well,
that.
Well, but I mean, it just seemed like.
He did a lot.
He had been in the focus.
Yep. He did a lot.
Of America. And people hated him.
Or loved him.
Or loved him. And yet it was a man that said peaceful demonstrations.
Right. Believed in Gandhi.
Believed in Gandhi. Who made those speeches where he wished for the day that his children would be judged for what they did and not the color of their skin. We haven't gotten there yet.
All right. So what have you have in your notes?
In my notes, you know, I just wanted to point out that he led the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, you know, and he led so many marches. He made so many speeches. He was the backbone of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that gave all black people, well, people of all colors, I should
mm-hmm.
say,
right.
The right to vote. And so I think, you know, talk about someone who really changed our country. He would be one of those people.
Right.
He would be one of those people. And he got the Nobel Prize for being one of those people, I might add.
So I'm why we're here, I'm also looking up things that life's most persistent and urgent question is, comma, what are you doing for others?
That's right. And so one of the ways that we celebrate Martin Luther King today is that we have a day of service. And, you know, normally on Martin Luther King Day, we would all be out doing service. A lot of people have done service in different ways. You know, I was joking with somebody and I said, you know, I went and pruned the rose bushes in front of the city hall with my friends, you know, wonderful. Wearing masks, I might add, socially distanced,
I hope, yes.
But, you know, I think one of the things, points that he makes is celebration is not what we're after. Doing service and working together to change our world is what we're after. And so I just admire the man, and I'm glad that our country admires him.
Well, another comment, another quote. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, which goes to his whole approach and of civil disobedience, using civil discourse, using relationships, using people to make change. I mean, one of my favorites is, I still have a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. One day, this nation will rise up and live up to its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. You know, and that's probably one of my favorite quotes.
Yeah.
In fact, it kind of gives me goosebumps
yes.
when I read it, you know. Important man.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
We're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Anything tobacco they've got there. They've got right now a grab bag of three cigars for under $25. If you're into pipe smoking, they have all types of great premium, both domestic and foreign pipe tobaccos, humidors, major cigarettes, brands, lighters. Great premium and domestic cigars, which I can attest to. All of this is at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages with Susan Wilson. Give her a chance to compose herself.
Bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips. Like roses and clover.
Bum, 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 bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Send it. I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. 15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Sea-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Realize later on until I really heard the lyrics. You know, when you're young, you just groove out as a kid, you know, and, you know, I remember Guitar Zan, you know, and his Jungle Man, or Jungle Band, you know, the words like that in 69. Respect. Take care. TLC, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that meant. So now I do. But anyway, we're here this morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Martin Luther King Day. So I think what they're going to have is the post offices will be closed. Banks will be closed. Stock market
trash
closed.
Trash won't be picked up. So
trash won't be picked
I'm
up.
I'm already prepared for tomorrow.
All right.
Since last night I wandered around, and it was such a nice night. El Killer and I wandered the neighborhood and got yelled at, but then came back and pulled the trash out. And I didn't even look around.
You always have to look around.
I always look around because I trust my neighbors, I guess, more than myself. And I didn't look around to see that there was no other trash cans but
okay.
mine out there.
All right.
Because some days, you know, why do I trust the people down the street that I know smoke as much marijuana as they possibly can in one day, that I look down there to see if their trash cans are
I
out.
Don't know.
How in the hell do they even know what day it is?
Because some people can smoke pot and still
function.
And function.
Okay. All right.
Let's just get right with it. And Susan Wilson is our guest this morning. And Susan, you head up an organization called?
Chester County Citizens Advocating Respect.
And did you come up with that title?
No. Actually, the organization's been around for 30 years. Started as Chester County Citizens Against Racism.
Okay.
And then about 10 years ago, we changed the name because we wanted to take a more positive view. And we wanted to note that racism is not the only issue that we spend time working on. For example, we work on bullying in schools. Big issue. One we should address here someday. I'll bring
somebody
with me. We want to address the issues of racism, but we want to address them in the world that we live in,
mm-hmm.
not just as racism. So we went to Advocating Respect. We talk about civil discourse. We talk about communicating with people, educating people. Excuse me. You know, and that's why I thought that we should talk about Martin Luther King today.
Absolutely.
You know, when we talk about Martin Luther King, one of the things that we have to remember is I don't think we would have the Voting Rights Act of 1965 if we hadn't. You know, people say, oh, women got the vote in 1920, and there were black women in those marches. Black women did not get to vote.
Because of the color of their
because
skin.
Because of the color of their skin.
But it was I talked about that earlier today. It was President Reagan in 1983 that made a national Martin Luther King Day,
mm-hmm.
which came into effect in 1986. A piece of information here I thought was an interesting fact. At the age of 35, Martin Luther King Jr. was the youngest man to have received the Nobel Peace Prize. When notified of his selection, he announced that he would turn over the prize money in those days, $54,123 to the furtherance of the civil rights movement.
That's right. I mean, the civil rights movement has, he epitomizes the civil rights movement for the time. But we have to remember that really our civil rights movement is not over. Today we call it Black Lives Matter. You know, we have a civil rights problem in this country, and we need to face up to it.
Yeah, it's really funny because that when I think,
can you give some examples?
Like
of that?
Can I just finish my thought?
Yes, okay. Finish
when that. I think of just personally, is that I would like to, because Dr. King was an eloquent man, and when uh-huh. he would make things civil, and you would want to attend a rally or his speech because of his, you know, his presence and his peacefulness. In what I've seen, of course, I wasn't, young. I was too young in those days to attend anything. But when I think of Black Lives Matter, my feeling as a person today is that there's unrest and rioting and
anger.
And anger and meanness and everything you could possibly think about. If I attended something, I would be afraid I get hit over the head and tear gassed.
Right.
Or bombed or something. Mugged.
And Black Lives Matter has taken a different approach than Martin Luther King did. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. But Carl asked the question. He said, give me some examples of why Black Lives Matter is the way that it is.
No, and what I said was, I said when you were talking about how people's civil rights in this country are being trampled on, I said, what are some examples of that?
Well, the examples that the Black Lives Matter people would bring up and that many people would agree with is the fact that Black people are stopped, for example, more often, much more often, than white people in cars for little or no reason. Black people are shot because they're black, whereas they may not have been shot if they were white. Those are the kinds of things that Black Lives Matter is really objecting to.
Well, then, and I understand that.
Yes.
But you also have to point out that the people shooting, police that are shooting people of color are a lot of times people of color themselves.
Well, they may be. Sometimes they are. I wouldn't say a lot of times. Sometimes they are.
Well,
and that's wrong. That's wrong too.
Well, it's wrong.
It doesn't make any
shot,
difference to
if,
me.
It's wrong if they're shot for no reason. However, if they're shot for a reason, there's to enforce the law, to serve and protect.
Which would go to the name of my organization, Advocating Respect. You know, one of the things, and I've been meeting with Chief Schuler and with another group called the Shasta Equal Justice Coalition through the United Way. And one of the things that we're talking about is systemic racism. And we live in a white county. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. We live in a white county. And how, you know, in talking with Chief Schuler and Eric Magrini just the other night, actually, also, how do you even get black officers? I mean, how do you hire them? All those things.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the phones. Michael.
Good morning, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, good morning.
You're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to talk about MLK. I appreciate you guys bringing to light, you know, his peacefulness, but we have to remember that MLK was also anti-capitalistic. You know, this is a quote: "We must recognize that we can't solve our problem now until there is a radical redistribution of economic and political power. This means a revolution of values and other things. We must see now that the evils of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism are all tied together. You can't really get rid of one without getting rid of the others. The whole structure of American life must be changed. America is a hypocritical nation, and we must put our own house in order." And I just like to let you know.
No, there's the other side of that. I'm really glad you called, Michael. Thank you very much.
Right.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
have a wonderful day.
You bet. You too. So, yeah, there was that too. I had not heard that, but I'm sure that it was. That was part of the change, that when you look at it.
Right. And we have talked today about poverty. We've talked about black folks. And all of this, and we've talked about how it takes the world, the whole wide world, and that each of these things has its place. And once before on the show, we talked about what we call intersectionality, and that's all the different types of racism and how they intersect and how they make issues difficult. And for black people, I'm just saying that issues are more difficult. If you're black and gay, it's worse than being white and gay, for example. And that's what we call intersectionality.
And you know what? And I understand that. And I understand that concept. But there's a lot of people who feel like, you know what, I respect people of all colors, you know, that I hate to be, I don't want to be painted with a brush because mm-hmm. I'm white, that I'm automatically a racist. And that being told, if you're white, you're a racist. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have we seen that out there?
And that's really difficult. And, you know, there's a lot of language these days. Today, I seem to be talking about books up the yin-yang. But
great.
The books are good.
I mean, another book that I can drop by is a book called White Privilege. And we've talked about white privilege mm-hmm. before.
Yeah.
Because we are white, basically, we carry a backpack that nobody can see that has a driver's license, probably has some money, has some education, has a history of power, has all kinds of things in it that black people don't have. In that book, Cast, you will find the story of Barack Obama, while he was president, stopping to get a snack and being addressed as a black man and asked to do something different than what he was doing.
Just because he was a black man.
They didn't know he was the president?
They didn't know he was the president.
What about all those white Secret Service officers around
him? Just saying.